say good morning to Kylie. Hi, Kylie.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Great. Kylie, tell me about yourself. What do you do? Where are you from?
I'm a veterinarian. I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, I love that.
And I'm a huge Jonas Brothers fan and fan of your show.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you're perfect to play Can't Be Karen. You're in.
Awesome. Amazing.
All right, Kylie. You got to toss Karen out of the studio. Kick her out so we can play the game.
Can I ask her vet
All
questions?
All right, Karen. Please get out of the room.
Karen okay. wants to ask you vet questions, but yes, there's a copay first, Karen. Oh, all right.
That's true. All right. Good luck, Kylie.
And there she goes.
Thank you.
Headed out the door. Karen will no longer be able to hear anything that happens in here. We got five questions ready to go. Kylie, tell everybody what game you're playing.
Can't be Karen.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Again, can you be Karen? Yeah. Okay. Then.
Jennifer Aniston is posting some cozy photos with her new boyfriend, Jim Curtis. What profession is he known for? A race car driver or a hypnotist?
Hypnotist.
Britney Spears just deleted her Instagram account. Her song Baby One More Time came out in what year?
2001.
Manny Jacinto says he can't believe where his career has taken him. He played Eric Reyes in what movie?
No idea.
Okay, we'll move on to question four for Kylie. True or false, you can buy so-called tiny homes on Amazon that fold open into a legitimate home. True or false?
True.
And the final question. The Queen's Gambit is a show surrounding what game?
Chess.
Very good, Kylie. Got 3 out of 5 correct on Can't Beat Karen. We're going to bring the pop culture queen back into the studio, Karen Carson. She didn't hear anything that happened. We'll ask her the same questions now, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Karen!
Hello!
Kylie's got to get more correct to win Can't Beat Karen. Karen number one. Jennifer Aniston is posting some cozy photos with her new boyfriend, Jim Curtis. What profession is he known for? Is he a race car driver or a hypnotist?
He's known as a hypnotist.
Yes, he is. You got a point. So did Kylie. Very creepy. Britney Spears.
It's not creepy. He's cute.
It's creepy to date
a
hypnotist.
He's a good person.
Britney Spears just deleted her Instagram account. Her song, Baby One More Time, came out in what year?
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm so bad with years.
Three.
I don't know. 2006.
It was 1999.
Jeez, see?
All right. Nobody
I told
got a point.
I'm bad at that.
Manny Jacinto says he can't believe where his career has taken him. He just played Eric Reyes in what movie?
I have no idea.
Getting a blank stare from Karen. Got the same incorrect for Kylie. It's Freakier Friday. He was in Freakier Friday.
Oh.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
That was hard.
True or false, you can buy so-called tiny homes on Amazon that fold open into a legitimate home. True or false?
True.
That is true. Everybody gets a point. And the final question. The Queen's Gambit is a show surrounding what game?
Oh, my God.
Three.
I totally forgot.
You totally blew it because the answer is chess. Kylie got it right, and Kylie walks away from the game with 3 out of 5 to Karen's 2 out of 5, which means Kylie, the veterinarian, just beat Karen.
Kylie! Good job.
Thank you so much. That was so fun.
Not only did you win $102, you got tickets to see the Jonas Brothers, who you love. Greetings from your hometown tour, UBS Arena, November 19th, courtesy of Live Nation. $102 cash and a Can't Beat Karen mug. You did it. You did
it
all.
Thank you so much.
All right, Kylie, you know what you get to tell all the cats and dogs today, right?
I can't believe it, but I just beat Karen.
Here you go. Here you go. Here you go. Again, you just beat Karen. Whoa. Oh, my gosh. You just beat her. Wow, congratulations.
Did she die? What happened? Tyler and Louisa had been talking a long time via text, and then they finally met up and had a really great date. They were chatting for a really long time in the car, even kissing for a long time, and now she's just blowing them off, so we're going to call Louisa.
How does making out lead to being ghosted?
I don't...
Tyler, you're there, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Hang back. Let us do the talking.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Louisa?
It is.
Hey, Louisa. This is Karen, Johnny, and Anthony from New 102.7 Radio. And you're on the radio because you won a prize.
Okay.
Louisa, we want to set you up on a date with somebody that you have been making out with. His name is Tyler.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. This is embarrassing.
He called us. He wants to set up this date, get you guys talking again.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Louisa, we're not trying to embarrass you. He reached out to us because he said that you guys, after texting for a long time, had a great first date, and he just doesn't get why you're not talking to him anymore, taking his phone calls.
Was he too forward, Louisa? Is that what it was?
No, it's not that. It's kind of weird. I'll just say it. This guy is in love with America. It's like his one true passion is the United States of America.
Wait, did you say he loves America?
Yeah, but like, I love America, but I don't talk about it all day, every day. So I didn't know this until we met in person that's like all he talked about. Apparently his whole house is decorated with American flags and memorabilia, and his car, like, he's got these seat covers that are the American flag.
Okay, and, I mean, he loves his country.
Right. Yeah, I sound terrible right now, but it's too much.
Can I jump in here?
Louisa, sorry to say, but Tyler's been listening in. He's on the phone with us.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you mean I love America too much? What?
I feel like that's all you talked about our entire date.
How the f*** dare you talk about the greatest country in the world? What the f*** is wrong with you? Seriously.
Okay.
Are you
you don't get to talk to me like that. That's ridiculous.
Are you a f***ing hard? You're a f***ing hard, right? Is that what
Oh, my God.
No, Tyler. All right.
God, I didn't think I was going to date a Jesus.
Okay. What? Hang up on him. Louisa, we are so sorry. Tyler did not present so abusively when we talked to him.
That's how it came for me, too. It was like he was fine, and then he went nuts.
Maybe it's best you guys just go your separate ways, both of you.
Yeah, I think so.
Karen Carson in the morning on New 102.7.